I opened my mouth and almost said something. Almost. The rest of my life might have turned out differently if I had, but I didn't. I just watched, paralyzed. Asif motioned with his hand, and the other two boys separated, forming a half circle, trapping Hassan in the alley. "I've changed my mind," Asif said. "I'm letting you keep the kite, Hazara. I'll let you keep it so it will always remind you of what I'm about to do." Then he charged. Hassan hurled a rock. It struck Asif in the forehead. Asif yelped as he flung himself at Hassan, knocking him to the ground. Wali and Kamal followed. I bit on my fist and shut my eyes. A memory. "Did you know Hassan and you fed from the same breast? Did you know that, Amir Agha?" Sakina, her name was. She was a fair, blue-eyed Hazara woman from Bamiyan, and she sang you old wedding songs. They say there's a brotherhood between people who fed from the same breast. Did you know that? A memory. "A rupiah each, children. Just 1 rupiah each, and I will part the curtain of truth." The old man sits against a mud wall. His sightless eyes are like molten silver embedded in deep twin craters. Hunched over his cane, the fortune teller runs a gnarled hand across the surface of his deflated cheeks. He cups it before us. "Not much to ask for the truth, is it? 1 rupiah each?" Hassan drops a coin in the leathery palm. I drop mine too. "In the name of Allah, most beneficent and most merciful," the old fortune teller whispers. He takes Hassan's hand first and strokes the palm with one horn-like fingernail, round and round, round and round. The finger then floats to Hassan's face and makes a dry, scratchy sound as it slowly traces the curve of his cheeks, the outline of his ears. The callous pads of his fingers brush against Hassan's eyes. The hand stops there, lingers. A shadow passes across the old man's face. Hassan and I exchange a glance. The old man takes Hassan's hand and puts the rupiah back in Hassan's palm. He turns to me. "How about you, young friend?" he says. On the other side of the wall, a rooster crows. The old man reaches for my hand, and I withdraw it. A dream. I'm lost in a snowstorm. The wind shrieks and blows stinging sheets of snow into my eyes. I stagger through layers of shifting white. I call for help, but the wind drowns my cries. I fall and lie panting on the snow, lost in the white. I watch the snow erase my fresh footprints. I'm a ghost now, I think. A ghost with no footprints. I cry out again, hope fading like my footprints. But this time, a muffled reply. I shield my eyes and manage to sit up. Out of the swaying curtains of snow, I catch a glimpse of movement, a flurry of color. A familiar shape materializes. A hand reaches out for me. I see deep parallel gashes across the palm, blood dripping and staining the snow. I take the hand, and suddenly the snow is gone. We're standing in a field of apple-green grass, with soft billows of clouds drifting above. I look up and see the clear skies filled with kites, green and yellow, red and orange. They shimmer in the afternoon light.